we're back here on the Metal Command Show. Time now is 11:08, and it is the interview hour of the Metal Command. And this week, live in studio, we have Vindicator here. And let's talk. I'll go left, my left to right. You know, introduce yourselves here.
James J. LaRue,
Jesse Stone,
Vic Stone.
Awesome. So great to have you guys on. First time ever meeting you and having you on the air. And you have a lot going on with the band. And, you know, just talk really briefly what you have going on, what's on the agenda for Vindicator.
We have quite a few live appearances we're racking up, and those continue to grow. We're writing. The lineup has changed since the Antique Witcheries. I'm singing and playing guitar now, and James is playing lead. Mike Kurtz, sorry we didn't tell you this was going on. It's my fault. You can punch me in the face. But aside from that, we're working with a new lineup. We're very excited about it. And that's pretty much it.
Awesome. Awesome. So you have some new people in the lineup. Talk about your lineup changes and, you know, who are the new guys in the band, and, you know, talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, everybody's had their reasons for leaving, and, you know, we've gone through our growing pains and whatnot, and this lineup, I think's, you know, probably the best one. No offense to anybody prior in the band, it's just that, you know, we're fans of James and what he's done prior. If you're not familiar with James, he was in White Wizard, he was in Holy Grail, and we picked up Mike Kurtz from Lick the Blade. He's still in Lick the Blade, but he's doing this as well for us right now. Phenomenal bass player, and you know, for me, jumping on vocals wasn't something too out of the ordinary, and we moved Jesse from drums to drums. I think he's much better suited there. So
I'm a better drummer than
how do you
a
feel
drummer.
About that?
Well, I just have to tell you something. I just got an email from some of your former members, and they're waiting for you outside of the door downstairs.
I know Marshall's not. He has too many problems with his car.
I'm kidding. So, you know, well, you have some live appearances, and where are you playing at? I know you're playing at the Warriors of Metal Fest this summer, and, you know, where are some of your other appearances?
Right now, we're tentatively scheduled to play. We're opening on the Destruction bill. It's Destruction, Heathen, and War Beast. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's at Peabody's on May 6th. We'll be back in Cleveland at Now That's Class on May 21st with our buddies from Canada, Fatality, and Sweden, death metal, Miasmal, I believe. Great sound. They have that, like, crazy, awesome, only the way the Swedes can do it, death metal sound. I love that sound. We'll be in North Canton at Sadie Renee's with Fatality and Mortifier on the 22nd of May. Our big appearances this year are Warriors of Metal Open Air, and that's in Kirksville. On the 17th, but the festival runs from the 17th to the 18th. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a really great time. We're in direct support of Widow, I believe. So that's going to be a good time. June 25th, we're heading out to San Francisco to play Slaughtered by the Water 2, which Autopsy is playing along with Whiplash and Nuclear Assault. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a blast. And, you know, more and more come. August 20th, we're playing Thrash Again 3 in Albuquerque, and I'm not quite certain who's scheduled to play that. I just know some big bands are on the bill, and, you know, the show list continues to grow, so.
Gotcha. So do you have plans for another? Well, first of all, the record that I'm holding is called The Antique Witcheries, and if people want to go buy that, where would they buy it at?
The internet.
Your best bet is eBay or Amazon.com.
Okay.
Right now, we're totally sold out. The label's totally sold out, and we're not sure it's going to get repressed. So you can still find copies floating around on, like, the Amazon Marketplace or, you know, eBay. So.
And you're signed to Heavy Artillery Records, and talk about how that came together for you and, you know, how everything's going so far with them.
We signed with them in 2009. The story goes way back to 2005. We were one of the first bands offered a deal with Heavy Artillery, and had to turn it down for personal reasons. And Merciless Death was the one that was like the first band that ended up actually signing. We did a few things after that. We self-released There Will Be Blood, and then we were on the split that was on Slaney, I'll Break a Metal Volume 1 with Metal Witch, and we signed a deal with them and have been on the label since. You know, things are going good, you know, so, I mean, there's really nothing, you know, we can't really complain, so.
Alrighty, well, hey, I'm going to play one of the songs off of this record. It's called Fearmonger. I like that. I like the title. It sounds like you just want to instill fear into somebody.
There you go.
All right, there you go. You're listening to the Metal Command here on 88.3 WBWC, and of course, this is the interview hour of the Metal Command, and we have Vindicator in studio. So here you go. Here's Fearmonger off of their album, The Antique Witcheries. All right, and that's Fearmonger off of the by Vindicator off of The Antique Witcheries. And so what was that song about? Was it about inciting fear into people? Vic, you want to answer that?
That song was written about how the media, you know, kind of, and I'm probably misspeaking here because that was written by Marshall.
Yeah.
And loosely based on how the media uses fear to manipulate its audience.
Yeah.
So I think he did a good job.
Yeah. I you know, it's funny because I had listened to some of the tracks that you had sent me, and I don't remember the titles of them. I remember I listened to them actually last night while I was it last night? Yeah, it was last night. You know, usually I'm on gaming, and that's why I get to listen to everything for the show. And I was checking it out, and I'm, you know, I'm playing an MMO that I was playing, and I'm like hacking people to death while I'm listening to this. It was a lot of fun, but I really enjoyed the music so far. So, you know, do you have plans obviously to record another record and, you know, talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in pre-production right now with stuff. You know, we've got some solid songs hammered out, and you know, it's, as I like to say, it's the same Vindicator, but it's a little more relentless and unforgiving. So.
Yeah, well, relentless and unforgiving is where you want to be. You know, it's funny because who produced this? Did you guys produce this album? I will tell you what. I mean, I, you know, listening to this at my house, you guys self-producing it. Are you going to do it again?
Absolutely.
And the reason I'm asking because you did a pretty good job on it. Whoever did a recording, whether it was you or whoever.
We recorded in the compound in North Canton.
Okay.
And, you know, it was absolutely a good studio. The hall was a little bit much for us. It was about an hour and a half from where we are one way. But, you know, it was absolutely worth it to go out there. And, but, I mean, the production, all that came from our end, you know. Jesse and I are the ones that sit there and we say, you know, well, he'll throw out something real random to me, and you see, oftentimes it'll be a really good idea. His input's very low, though. His ideas only come every once in a while where, you know, I'll be saying to try this, and then out of nowhere he'll be like, well, you put a dog bark
right
there.
It's always a good idea, though. It's always a good idea.
Dog that dark.
Only throw out the ideas that matter.
Yeah.
But no, often, I mean, that's how we just sit and do it, you know, so.
Gotcha. You ended up getting Mike from Lick the Blade. And one of the things, I've only seen them once. Believe it or not, a guy that I was friends with in high school, Brian, one guitar player, I was friends with him in high school.
Ah, yeah.
And, you know, the funny thing was when I was watching him, he really impressed me with his live presence especially. And, you know, talk about recruiting him into a band and what, you know, led you to basically asking him to join, or did he ask you, or, and, you know, talk about how that happened.
With Mike, we've known Mike for a while, and I've always been fond of his live performance and his ability. They're both phenomenal. You know, when we started, it was awesome to find another metal band in our area, you know, which Lick the Blade was, and we played a few shows with them, and Mike was just off the hook in that sense. So, we asked him to, you know, fill in for the WJCU benefit show, and I had mentioned to him, you know, we're looking for a bassist. We're talking to a few other people. If you're interested, let me know, because he's local, and that always helps, you know, having somebody that's fairly close by. And he said he'd think about it, and he got back with me and said, you know, absolutely, I'm interested in doing this, at least for the time being. And, you know, we're like, so we're happy to have him on board because he is very energetic and, you know, he knows his stuff, so.
Okay, question. Now, normally people will ask you, you know, what your favorite influences are, blah, 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 yada. But you know what? Right now, what are you listening to right now? Like, what will you listen to in your iPod when you leave here? Just out of curiosity, what bands you just currently listen to? Something that you know you're into right
now?
Oh
yeah, Justin Bieber. I'm gonna throw that on and really get pumped. No, in all honesty, I mean, they're, you know, typically, you know, I'm gonna it's a lot of people register. Well, that's cliche, but Megadeth is one of my biggest influences. Annihilator is a huge influence on me. Artillery. I mean, those are in my personal
influences. Artillery's awesome, dude.
And these guys, I mean, everybody's got their own influences, and that's the thing that makes us unique, is we do bring a lot of different influences in. So
you do know that Artillery's When Death Comes is my favorite album of 2009, so...
That's a great album. It's a very good
that
album.
That is still a ripping record. I just actually led the show off with Comaniac off of My Inheritance, which is phenomenal.
My Inheritance is such a fantastic album.
Produced by Fleming Rasmussen, of all people. So, but I actually, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because a lot of people, you know, a lot of more progressive thrash bands, especially like an Annihilator or like Artillery or even like Coroner, bands like that, really don't get quite a lot of recognition over here. So it's nice to hear you're influenced by them. And I will have Artillery on the show again, hopefully, down the road again. Because I did have their guitar player on. There's actually, if you're an Artillery fan, you can go on the site and there is an interview with myself and their guitar player. So,
nice.
Good guys. So what about you guys? Anything in particular?
Influences?
Just what you're listening to
Megadeth
right now.
Is one of mine. I mean, it's my brother, so a lot of his stuff kind of came to me because I'm younger, and I was like, oh, he listens to that.
Did you beat him up when you were
When
younger?
He was sleeping? He had a boombox by his head when he was like, I don't know, 12. And for whatever reason, that boombox always had Dr. Feelgood in it. And you know, the opening track on that album is like TNT. It's just noise and
stuff. Yeah.
And I would turn that boombox up as loud as I could. And I would hit play and I would leave the room. That's how I would wake him up. But he would just turn it off and go back to bed.
Oh, that's awesome.
I can sleep through a lot. But yeah, my influences are, you know, the same things. Pretty much some common ones. A lot of... I never really favor one. I mean, I guess for my style, I really... took a lot from Testament. You know, I liked a lot of that stuff. You know, Megadeth was, you know, I had to take a lot from them. And I also like a lot of old school, like Dokken and stuff like that. So I like a lot of that kind of stuff too, you know. So, I don't know. Just whatever I feel. You know, I just play.
I'm more of like a guitar nerd.
Yeah.
So I'm still up on the current guys who no one knows. I mean, the Jeff Loomis is, what's it called? Infinite Machines or something, whatever that album's called.
Yeah.
Was a big one. But
Jeff Loomis is
Zero Order Phase.
Jeff Loomis
called.
Is like God. Yeah, that guy's awesome.
So him and everyone else I like is guys like they're all sort of like the music convention guitar demo guys from like Boss or whatever. Like Rob Marcello and Alex Hutchings and Guthrie Govan and like all these guys are just like YouTube ultra shredders.
Yeah.
And then I've been listening to like Tony Rice and a bunch of like Chicken Picking and
what about
Bluegrass.
Michelangelo, man?
Oh, I saw him recently.
That guy,
that guy's
ridiculous.
On his four necks.
That guy is ridiculous.
Yeah, he's definitely Neanderthal.
I was watching a YouTube video with that guy. Like, how does this guy's hands even move that fast? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Was it the keys of the Ferrari video?
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember what it was. Somebody sent me this YouTube video, and I was kind of like, oh my god, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, he's still doing it.
You were in White Wizard too, correct?
I was in that band. Yes,
you were in that band. It was like kind of a power metal band.
Yeah, White Wizard was basically the band leader of that band just wanted to be an Iron Maiden, and he said one time, "Well, they can't go on forever, Iron Maiden." You know, and I guess all of a sudden we're just going to be Iron Maiden. Like they don't pass that torch.
It's funny because obviously stumbled upon the High Speed GTO video, and we're going, "Look at this band. They sound great, and they're awesome." Little did we know one day that the old guitar player was going to be in our band. And that's one of those fun factoids. We were going, oh, man, White Wizard's so great.
I'm sure that's not what they were saying.
It really was.
Well, Davey Voorhees, thank you. Awesome. You did a good job. He's actually going to be doing a video for us, too. Same guy did that video.
Yep. Awesome.
Amongst someone else, too. I think is going to be doing one later this year. So we'll have a couple new videos out. Sounds nice to check out.
Awesome videos.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And hopefully there's nothing incriminating in these videos.
Nah.
Okay.
All kinds of subliminal messages.
Yeah.
You know, your manager sitting over here, she probably wouldn't be very happy about hearing about this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I'm going to play a song called Dead in the Water. And you're listening to the Interview Hour of the Metal Command. And that's a song called Community K, and you're going to be playing that live, right?
Maybe.
I'm kidding.
Maybe.
I don't know if anybody realizes this, but Vic just gave these two guys black eyes up here because they don't want to play this song live.
Broke my wrist.
And he broke his wrist.
Splintered bones.
I just asked you if you beat your brother up, and you said no, and look what you just did to him.
I know.
For those of you that are taking me seriously, please don't, because I am not being serious when I'm saying
that. Yeah, because Jesse's like a foot taller than me.
I would take him.
You know the new guy here in the band. I mean, he's not getting a very good impression here.
He's also like 3 feet taller than me. I'm like, I'm the shrimp. I'm tiny.
I'm just
man.
Not worried about anything. These kids, these children.
So, and before that, you heard the song, which was "Dead in the Water." That's right. I like that title too, "Dead in the Water." So, anyway. So talk about, you know, so you got a pretty stable lineup and things going on for you. Now, you know, when you were looking for members of this band and, you know, you've had some lineup changes, obviously, you know, for you as a band member and, you know, being in bands, I'm sure you know that you can just kind of tell, this is it, this is the guy. Did you have some of these, did you have him in mind and Mike in mind when you were looking for people? And
Well, yeah, like I said, with Mike, I've known him for a long time and I've never thought to ask him. You know, if he'd be interested in doing something like this, because, you know, he's got his own things going on. And, you know, I just throw it out there because, you know, you get to a point in time in your band's career where it's like, you know, I'm just going to ask it. What's the worst thing I can say is no. With James, the last tour that Vindicator did, we did as a three-piece. It was just me on vocals and guitar and our old bassist and Jesse on drums. And there was no harmonized guitars, no solos on that tour. James was filling in for one of the supporting bands, Aggressor from Canada. And, you know, you get to know somebody. I mean, spending a month out on the road, I mean, we didn't see James every single night or whatever. You know, it was maybe Aggressor didn't play that night or whatever, but we hung out with him enough to know that, you know, this dude's pretty rad and he's pretty awesome at guitar. And
yes,
both
true.
I would have used many foul adjectives there, but I forgot. You know, we're on air.
Well, it's good. Yeah.
Well, he did use the foul adjectives off the air, so in case anybody's wondering. But
and so no, I mean, and James came to us, which Jesse and I were jaw drop. You know,
what was that sound effect? What was happening there?
You know, thinking about that, you know, I wonder what that would have sounded like being on the other end. Anyways, though,
well, you're gonna hear it because I'm embarrassing you by putting.
No, that's cool. You can use that as like a soundbite too.
I will.
I'm giving away. Anyways, though,
it was convenient. I think I got a preview of what it's like to be around these guys for any length of time before actually having to be in a band with them, which, you know, it's real important. You can like the music all you want, but then if you can't get along with the guys, then all of a sudden 2 months in a van and you don't like how someone smells or something, it's too late to find out then, you know. So we went.
Figured out how we smelled, you know.
Yeah,
we already knew.
I figured out how they smelled. I actually rode in their van a while to preview the van. They don't know this while I'm in their van. I'm thinking, all right, I'm going to join these guys.
He was like, it's smelling pretty good in here.
It's always bad to find out about the ego, like, after you join.
That's always a horrible thing to deal with.
My ego's
pretty obvious. I think everyone knows about it, so it was
no
surprise.
You got to be a little egotistical. I mean,
yeah.
While I'm talking, being pompous, that's always very bad.
I'm not that.
I don't deal with that, luckily, so.
Right, well, not too many people do. But yeah, with like James said, you know, I mean, we got to watch each other play each night, you know, and we got to hang out quite a bit, and he was interested in what we were doing, and we were like, yes, please, thank you. And that's...
Then I had to move here. We took a while. Talking about where we're going to...
Where'd you move from? Where'd you come from?
San Diego.
LA.
Yeah.
San Diego. You realize that the football team is my favorite football team.
Really?
The Chargers. Yeah.
I have eaten at Sam's restaurant.
I am a long-time Charger fan.
Nice. Interesting. How?
Long story. I'm not from there, but it's a long story. For me to tell it on air, it'd be taking like 20 minutes. But yeah, I've been a Charger fan for quite a long time, so that's awesome. Not many in Cleveland.
Yeah, they're my second favorite team because the Browns are my favorite team.
Yeah. I'm not a Browns fan, but you know what? I always like to see them do well. I don't like the Steelers.
Come on, everybody should have been doing that old-timey. You
know, I do not. If you're going to come and say that I like the Steelers, I do not like them at all.
Ugh, the Steelers, too.
Nobody should like them.
So like I say I'm not a Browns fan, you automatically want to cut my head off.
You know, I give it.
I have to leave, actually.
you know, yeah, we don't want to alienate any Steelers fans out there because they have their reasons for liking them.
I don't hate them. I'm just not a fan of them.
That's just
they have Troy Polamalu.
I hate the Raiders. I hate the Raiders.
Man, it's just like us.
Raider
and the
Nation, man.
It's like us and the Steelers. It's a rivalry.
It's a big like dude. The Charger Raider. You can attest for this.
Oh yeah, I know it's there. I don't even like football at all, but I know about the riot.
The Raider fans are insane, especially when they show up in the shoulder pads and the Darth Vader mask.
They're like the Legion of Doom.
Legion of Doom with a Darth Vader mask on.
Cool Super Bowl was them versus the Buccaneers. It was just like Halloween. Remember that one? That was awesome.
Yeah, Buccaneers ended up crushing them. I think it was now I remember correctly.
At least they have, you know, cooler helmets with the pirate flags and swords.
That is cool.
Not that orange guy biting the...
Kind of reminds me of Running Wild a little bit. When I look at the Raider Nation thing. I just think of Running Wild and the Pirates. Because you do
you
realize
like
that...
the Raiders, then.
You do realize that pirate ships always dock in the show.
That's right.
So anyway, I'm getting off track a little bit. So you did a tour with another band basically on the same bill with them, and you decided to move from sunny California to in a snow infested.
What's not to love
Midwest,
about Ohio with its
no earthquakes,
here. Weird,
no natural disasters.
I love the weather here. People don't realize. I mean, the air is a million times cleaner here. So I'll be like, how can you be outside? Well, first of all, I can breathe. This is new to me.
Yeah. We have the lake.
They have the lake.
Hey, so you do realize that you were in, I think, the only city in America that their river caught fire. Mm-hmm. You do realize that.
Really?
We have a river that caught on fire.
Cuyahoga River caught on fire because of all the pollution. You're talking years and years ago.
Oh, okay.
Now.
It's just
like
so
the 60s.
Dirty.
It was bad.
Oh, wow.
Our city's done a lot of stuff that it's not great. But we love it.
We do love Cleveland. I love Cleveland. I love being here. So
yep.
Grew
it's
up
one
here.
One of those things.
Born and raised, and you know, you guys born and raised here.
Yep.
Yep.
Grew up, if you're from Cleveland, man, dude, he look at him. He's getting scared now.
Nah.
If you're from Cleveland, you have a chip on your shoulder. You are angry because.
Especially if you enjoy their sports.
Exactly. Well, I'm an Indians fan, and you know that's very heartbreaking for me.
Wow,
so.
Man.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm a big Tribe fan. So, the Indians and the Cubs. So you can talk about two droughts right there. Not winning World Series in a long time. Yeah. There you go. Those are my teams. So it's pretty funny. So don't be scared. It's Cleveland. It's a fun city, man. It really is.
It is.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm ready to check it out. I've seen that Italian restaurant by Peabody's. That's it. And Peabody's. It's been my two places I've seen in Cleveland.
The Rascal House?
Yeah, whatever. It's
an Italian restaurant?
It's around the corner. It's got pizza
man,
and meatball subs and stuff.
You talking about Rascals? Connected to
No. You got to go around the corner. You go back in.
It's connected to
Peabody's. Right,
It's actually connected. If you go out of, I think, the Pirates
meatball
go.
It's
pretty good.
It's
yeah,
good, man.
It's
good. Actually, that place is, the pizza's really good.
Yeah, it's convenient, too. It's convenient.
Open late. Yeah.
So now we're talking pizza with a thrash metal band.
We don't cross that line.
So
Uma's Corner in Chicago. You want to talk pizza and metal?
That's
so
true.
Just put that plug there real quick.
So anyway, hey, we're gonna play another song off this. Quarry Rats.
Indeed,
sounds
good track.
Sounds like a good track to play. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Metal Command here on 88.3 WBWC, and this is the Interview Hour with Vindicator. All right, man, and that's Rats. Quarry Rats is what it's called.
Was that a burn disc you just put in?
No, I did not put a burn disc. You know we're on the air, right? We're on the air.
Was that a burned disc?
It was not a burned disc.
I want to just make it. That's my radio voice.
Metal Witch is the album I'm holding right now.
No. Outbreak of Metal Volume 1. It's a split. Metal Witch is the other band on there.
Oh, I see.
They're from Germany. They're pretty awesome. They're from the 80s.
Germany is like, you know how like, Germany's like Mecca for metal fans. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, no, they're pretty rad.
It's Mecca for metal fans, too. Like the jacket that you had on with the patches, that's like everybody wears over there. It's crazy.
That's uniform.
It's like, it's kind of like someone in Germany has a jacket like that, like a person in Canada has a hockey jersey. It's like standard issue.
Right.
When you're there, so.
I didn't see a single one of those in Germany. Just throwing that in there. But I'm sure it was in the other part of town. Metal side of town.
Oh, that's not good. Okay. I have a burn disc too. I don't know exactly what
I don't.
Is.
That's probably just hiding in there. Don't worry about that.
How about we just don't put that in? Because
no,
could be
don't.
Something bad.
That's why I borrowed it up. That was, I didn't know what it was.
So anyway, so you know, we do have a few minutes here left on the show, and you know, have you thought about you know, recording stuff? You know, I know you guys record it. Do you guys record at home? Do you guys record in a studio? And
well, each release we've done in an actual legit studio.
Okay.
The first one was just kind of a, you know, it wasn't a studio, but there was enough equipment up there to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
The second two releases were done at the compound.
Dude, you played in a band with Metal Bob.
Uh-oh.
We're going to avoid that entire topic. Sorry, Bob, if you're listening, but we're not gonna plug you on air.
Martial Law. I recognize that guy. I don't know why I recognize him.
He was in a black metal band called Black Trinity.
He looks very... Yeah, he looks very familiar.
Probably saw him around, maybe some.
Marshall's very memorable.
Yeah. I've seen that guy before at shows or someplace. He just looks very familiar.
Yes. I mean, he goes to a lot of shows, and he used to and stuff, so... You probably did catch him at, you know.
He looks very familiar. This looks pretty cool. Now you know the artwork. Who does a lot of your artwork for your albums?
Well, the first one we did ourselves because the artwork for the Antique Witcheries was supposed to be the artwork for There Will Be Blood.
Oh, okay.
That was done by Halsey Kosh. She does all Toxic Holocaust artwork and Havoc and stuff. That one was done by Sean Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
Sean Fitzgerald. Is he Irish? He's from somewhere across the pond, but he does pretty good artwork. He's done a few Slaney prints, so I don't know. We don't stick with one person. You know, we like to jump around and see what's out there. So
gotcha. Well, yeah, it's pretty cool. I like the first Vindicator album. There Will Be Blood. It's got an axe. And somebody covered with blood.
That's Marshall. That's actually Marshall.
Is it really him?
Yes.
That's awesome. Is it real blood?
No.
Oh,
man. He had, for whatever reason, he had like a gallon of fake blood in his basement. And he was getting really stoked. He's like, just pour it on me. He was getting really pumped.
Is it really fake?
Yeah.
Is that why he's not in a band?
Absolutely.
He's scared it was somebody's blood?
No.
It kind of looks like something you'd see on a cover of Manowar.
Totally, we totally were inspired by Exciter.
No lie, man.
We were like, we got to go for an Exciter. It's old school. It's awesome.
Exciter is awesome. I just listened to, what was the album I listened to? Heavy Metal Maniac the other day. Haven't heard that in ages. They just put a new album out, believe it or not. I haven't heard it.
They're still doing it.
I haven't heard it yet. I ordered it. I spent hard-earned dollars in ordering it, but, you know, it's...
I'm sure it won't disappoint.
I really like especially their early stuff, Heavy Metal Maniac and, you know, stuff like that. So it's awesome. Another awesome Canadian thrash band that we're into.
We love our Canada. What? That's just playing Thrashageddon. Did they announce that? Well, I guess we can announce that Thrashageddon bill, that August 20th bill that we're playing.
Yeah.
Exciter is on that bill.
Awesome.
I wasn't positive we could announce that in the...
if you announce it, you can always say, hey, I messed up. And
anyone that's listening is flying to Albuquerque for Thrashageddon 3. Exciter's playing the bill. It's
in Albuquerque?
Yeah.
So you're going out to New Mexico then?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Love that area.
That is creepy. You love it all you want. I'm excited to go play that.
You don't like Albuquerque?
Oh, Albuquerque's probably okay. Let me tell you about Farmington. Stay away from there. That's all I'm going to say. But I'm sure that's going to be a rad festival and everyone should go.
Everyone should go.
Yeah.
Everyone should go.
So are you
go,
saying you're not? Are these guys scaring you that you're not going to go?
No, but New Mexico can be scary. There's a lot of spiritual shapeshifters and stuff over there.
Shapeshifters?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I like Arizona.
On the reservations. I love Arizona.
Arizona's my favorite state.
Arizona's freaking sweet, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty metal, too.
Is it really?
Indeed,
down there? I know Halloween played in Albuquerque. That was a good time. So.
Albuquerque was fun. The last time
Albuquerque,
we
New Mexico. Was it Santa Fe? I don't remember now. It was one of those, some city they played down there.
Some city in the southwest.
Yeah. Somewhere close to Mexico. And a lot of people that, it was really funny because we were there and people were getting stopped because people came over the border probably when they shouldn't have to go see the band. And
oh, wow.
Some of them got in trouble they left. Yeah, so they ended up, because they weren't going to go to Mexico. They were just going home from there.
Right.
So it was kind of a crazy thing. Anyway. So we got about a minute left in the show. Any last things you'd like to say to anybody? And
come out and catch us sometime live. You'll have a blast, and so will we. And that's what's happening.
VindicatorMetal.com.
Thanks for the website plug. That's new for us. Good for the save right there. Talk about VindicatorMetal.com. You have a website under development.
We do. It's basically a hub for our social networks and all things Vindicator right now.
Yeah.
There's not much to it, but it's being built on, so you can go there to find all of our happenings. Just click one of the little tabs below.
We'll add the interview to it ASAP.
The dot com is making a comeback.
Indeed.
So, all right. Well, hey, this is Strange Eons, and this is off of your newest album. And thanks for coming on the show, guys.
No, it was a lot of fun,
and look forward to having you down here in the future. So
yeah, cool.
Here you go. And this has been the Interview Hour with Metal Command Show, and, of course, we have an hour left.